around, like a baffled but not unkindly owl, eyebrows still hovering a few inches above his spectacles. He leaned forward excitedly, as an entomologist might if a beetle has suddenly rolled over onto its back and held aloft a tiny sign which read, "Tickle my tummy."
"What did you say, Ben?"
I shifted uncomfortably as I tried to recall what I'd muttered that had piqued his interest. This, it should be noted, was not a new phenomenon. Over the previous couple of years, I had, it seemed, returned to the house with an assortment of linguistic fascinations, sweetmeats, and chew toys for my father. Wicked, meaning fantastic, dominated one family meal. Dark, as a negative happening, compassed an entire weekend. An experiment, when I was 12, over Sunday lunch with a word whose meaning I wasn't entirely sure of, git, quickly brought me to the realization that, whatever it meant, it was not complimentary. I thought back to what I'd said when I walked in the door and ran it over again in my head. I couldn't think what it might be. So I mumbled the whole phrase once more and, of course, foolishly fell down the rabbit hole. I said, "I hate my new school schedule. It's all doubles and Frau Schmidt, if that's her real name, which I doubt."
"Schedule?"
I blinked. "Yeah, my new schedule."
"Schedule?"
"Yeah, schedule."
"Schedule?
Dad! Schedule!" This was like taking some sort of lie detector test or being grilled by Scientologists. The repetitiveness was beginning to numb my brain.
"You mean..."
And here the shark showed its teeth.
"Schedule."
"Yeah," I said cautiously, aware of the ground starting to slip under my feet. "That's what I said. Schedule," I mumbled.
"No, you said schedule."
"Yeah, schedule, Shrewsbury, Shrewsbury, scone, scone. What's the diff?"
"Oh, the diff, my boy,"
he said, getting up to pour me a rather adult-looking glass of wine,
"is America."
And then I sat down, and we began talking about why.
I have to say, it did surprise me when I first heard Ben say schedule. And I was also surprised to realise that he didn't realise where his pronunciation had come from. It wasn't like the two pronunciations of scone and scone or the two of Shrewsbury and Shrewsbury. They have histories arising out of the way different accents have developed in Britain. No, this was, indeed, one of the first signs that American English pronunciation was beginning to have a long-term impact on British English accents. Because it wasn't just Ben who was saying this, all his friends were too. And eventually, the rest of my four children. There was an interesting transitional period, somewhere in the early 1990s, when the two eldest ones, a decade older than Ben, were saying schedule, and the two youngest ones were saying schedule. But they all say schedule now. As do I, when I'm talking to them. And when I'm not, I continue to say schedule on the whole. So I have two pronunciations of this word in my repertoire these days. My personal speech is a sign of transitional times. The old pronunciation world meeting the new. Why the early 1990s? In fact, people had begun to use the American pronunciation of this word earlier, but it was sporadic and idiosyncratic, reflecting individual encounters with American English. Any Brits who had spent some time in the US and who enjoyed the experience would probably come back with their accent modified in some way. But Ben had never been to the US and was illustrating something that was affecting a whole generation. What caused that? In a word, TV. And especially sitcom TV. Just think of the way in which American sitcoms arrived on British television from the 1950s onwards. The oldest listeners to this book will remember I Love Lucy, first aired in 1950.